Hi, my name is Holden Harris, and I'm located in Louisiana, which is in the bottom half of the United States of America. Today I'm going to talk to you about three phrasal verbs. These phrasal verbs are set apart, set off, and speak up. Each of them have a couple of definitions. Set off actually has many definitions, but I'm going to give you three examples of how you can use each of these phrasal verbs. So let's talk about the first one. Set apart can mean to distinguish or to be better than or different from others. So an example sentence of this is if you said something like, Tom's perfect test score set him apart from the rest of his class. In this example, let's say that we have a classroom that has taken a test and Tom actually made a perfect grade on it. Everybody else either made lower than Tom or didn't take the test or whatever, but because Tom made that perfect score and he was the only one, that set him apart. It divided him from the rest of his class. Okay, so again, set apart can mean to distinguish or to be better than or different from others. So here's an example of how it can mean to actually be different from others. This sentence says, pink uniforms really set the cheerleading squad apart from their competitors. So imagine a cheerleading competition and you have lots of different teams. So this cheerleading team in particular has pink uniforms and no other team has this pink color. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're better than the other teams, but because they have that pink uniform, they're different. They're set apart. Again, there's a division. They're divided. Just different from other people. Okay? Now, that's not the only definition set apart can have. It can also mean to keep something separate in order to use it for a particular purpose. This example sentence, listen to this. Some apples were set apart for lunch and the others were saved for dinner. So let's say that we've got apples and again, we want some for lunch and some for dinner. So I've got four apples. I take two and I use them for lunch, take the other two and set them apart for dinner. Okay. So in this, I'm just keeping something separate. I'm just dividing something up. So you can divide anything up, whatever it may be. You can divide up money, divide up food, whatever it is that you may need to divide. So that is set apart. Again, it can mean to distinguish, to be better than, or different from others in some way. Or it can also mean to keep, just simply keep something separate, from something else. Okay? So let's talk about set off now. This is our second phrasal verb. Set off has a ton of different definitions. I'm going to give you three of them, and I'm going to give you those example sentences. And the first and most basic one is to explode a bomb. So listen to this sentence. The first atomic bomb was set off during World War II. Okay, so if you're familiar with history, you know that the United States used atomic or nuclear bombs during World War II. And so the set off can mean to cause an explosion. You set it off. Of course, so that's pretty basic right there. Another definition for set off that's really common is to ring an alarm. Okay, so listen to this sentence. The fire in the hotel set off the fire alarms. So in a hotel, you've got a fire that starts and maybe there is some kind of sensor or detector that if it senses a fire, it's going to ring the alarm. This actually happened to me on vacation one time. There was a fire in our hotel. I was in my room, alarm started going off, and there was a big scare. So it set off the fire alarm. So that's to ring an alarm. Now, I'll give you a quick tip on this too. You can also set off some other things. For example, in the case of an alarm or like a fire, maybe you have sprinklers on the ceiling that will bring water down to try to help calm the fire. So you can set off the sprinklers, things like that as well. But and the last definition that I want to talk about for set off is to start a journey, okay? So to go somewhere, to begin traveling, if you will. So an example sentence of this, actually, is the space shuttle has set off for the moon today. So the space shuttle has set off for the moon today. In this case, basically, a spaceship has launched, and it's traveling, it's on its way to the moon, okay? It started a journey. So, set off. Again, three different definitions. To explode a bomb. You could also use it to say that you're ringing an alarm, or to start a journey. So the last phrasal verb that I want to talk about is speak up. And speak up has two different definitions, and they're pretty easy to catch on to, I would say. Speak up, if you just imagine me, you know, something going up, you know, and speaking, basically, I'm going to mean to raise my volume, okay? So speaking up can be to speak more loudly. All right, so an example of this that's really common, if you're talking to someone and they're talking really, really low and you can't hear them, you may say, and here's the example sentence, I can't hear you. Can you please speak up? Okay, so I can't hear you. Can you please speak up? And basically that's tells someone, hey, can you talk a little bit louder? You know, because I can't hear you. Your volume's too low. So that's a nice way to say it. Tell someone to speak louder. And another example of that is, you know, if you're talking about someone maybe who is a little bit older, their ears aren't as good. The example sentence I have for you is, Mr. Rogers' ears are bad, so you'll have to speak up when you talk to him. Okay? I actually had a boss named Mr. Jerry back in the day. And this boss, he had a hard time hearing. And sometimes I would talk to him, and he would go like this. Meaning he really couldn't hear very well, and he needed me to speak up to raise my volume. So, okay, that's the first definition for speak up. And the last definition and the last sentence I have for you today is speak up can also mean to express your opinion, okay? This is very commonly used, and actually I'll give you a saying that a lot of people say, and this is the sentence I have for you, speak up now or forever hold your peace. Speak up now or forever hold your peace. And basically that simply means, let me give you a situation here. Let's say that I say, hey, what do you want for your birthday? And you tell me, oh, well, I don't know, I'm not sure. And I say, well, speak up now or forever hold your peace. That means you got to tell me now or maybe we'll never know. And maybe I'll get you something that you don't want for your birthday and it'll be too late. So basically, speak up can mean to give your opinion, to say something to me. You could do this in class, speaking up in class, give your opinion, speaking up in church to give your opinion. Many different situations you can use this in. So that's speak up. And again, two definitions for it. The first, just to talk more loudly. Think of raising your volume, going up. And the other, simply to express your opinion. So those are three phrasal verbs you can use. Again, they are set apart, set off, and speak up. Okay. Now, thank you for watching today. I hope that I was able to teach you something. And I'll see you in the future. Have a great day.